we talked last year, and Denise and Gerald and Hannah, you were all with us last year. But I think that every year it just needs to be stated that VITA is a completely free program. It's a completely free program to help the community. And from the community perspective, there is absolutely no drawback to using VITA. For some people, every year when we have this conversation, it's the first time they've heard of it. But VITA actually has been around for over 4 decades, correct?
Yes,
That's
45 years.
correct.
Gerald, do you know it, nationally, does the United Way become involved with the local universities, or is this just more something that we do in this area?
More something we do in this area. National United Way has adopted tax preparation as part of its impact programs, but I think it's only about a handful of the 1,400 United Ways actually have an affiliation with the United with the universities such as Murray State. So we're unique, closely unique, and blessed in that regard.
From the United Way's perspective, where does assisting with the VITA program fit into your overall mission?
It's about impacting families and individuals. We're part of a collective sorts of nonprofits that try to make sure their clientele are serviced with human needs that are in the community and their real needs for people who certainly who don't have the resources to have their tax preparations done without some cost. And then some worries on their part whether it's done well. This is a quality program, has been for those 4 decades you mentioned. So we're about impacting the entire community in ways that help meet human resource needs in Maury Callaway County.
Denise, last year you said that you had trained 50 students last year, and at that point that was the highest number you'd had. And I think you said that the year previous you'd done 500 tax returns. So I wonder, over the past year with the pandemic and everything, how has that affected those numbers? Do you have the same number of students trained, and did you do the more tax returns last year, and do you expect that number to be about the same or greater this year?
So last year, sadly, we had to shut down the program after the second session. We usually have 5 sessions, and we had to shut it down due to them shutting down the university. So this year, we're approaching it completely differently. And so hopefully, we won't, if even if that happened again, we would still be able to continue with VITA. This year, I have, I think, 36 volunteers, but I didn't promote it since we've changed the process. I didn't promote it like I have in the years past. I've kind of limited it to our accounting students because I want to see how our new processes are going to go, and I want to be more comfortable with those. But this year, we already had to cancel one session last week because of snow. So we are up for 4 more sessions. So hopefully that will happen. And so, yeah, last year's numbers, we still, I think, did over 102 sessions, if you can believe it. So, but we're back at it. We've adjusted and we're ready to go.
Well, Garrison, for listeners who are not familiar at all with the VITA program, could you just explain what it is and how a community member could take advantage of this resource?
VITA is our Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, which basically breaks down to if you earn into a certain amount, you just bring it into us and we will file for you and everything's reviewed. And Dr. O or Denise O'Shaughnessy, she reviews everything before we e-file, so you know everything's legit.
And this is your second year working with the VITA program, is that right?
Yes, this is my second. I wanted to take my tax class before I got involved.
When you did it last year, I know it got interrupted, but in what you were able to do, were you surprised at the real world application of what you'd learned in class? Was it more difficult than you'd anticipated, or was it easy?
Surprisingly, it was actually easier once I got used to the program that we use, TaxSlayer. Once you figure out how that works, they actually kind of come to you. Dr. O is very good about kind of putting us through the ringer in her class and making sure we get everything down. And then also, it's helpful because we have site coordinators, other people there to help out, and it kind of becomes fun in a weird way.
It really doing taxes is fun.
Yeah, don't tell people I said that.
Well, Hannah, you're an old hat at this. This is your fourth year with the program, and you actually spoke with us last year. Tell us about the process this year, and also I know you want to tell about the new website.
I do. So our process this year is a little bit different just because we need a social distance and keep everybody safe. It's kind of similar in that when we receive your documents, you know, we prepare them, we speak with you, we review your tax return with you. This year, there's two different ways for you to give us your documents. You could come in on the Fridays of the sessions from 10:15 a.m. to 1 p.m. and drop them off. And we have a special way to be able to scan your documents in and send you on your way. And whenever your return is finished, we will email and call you with the email and number that you provided us. Or you could upload them on our new website from Monday through Thursday. Uploading is closed on Fridays because that is when we will be preparing them. Our website is a very exciting new addition because we are able to provide the intake form on there for individuals who don't want to come in. And they are able to download it and fill it out and then upload it with the remaining of their tax documents. And we're able to get it through on our Google site and then go through and start preparing them 100% virtually. And that is a very exciting update. And I think that's definitely something we'll be using in later years as well, because I think we can probably serve a lot more people that way.
What is the web address?
The web address is vita.murraystate.edu.
Do you anticipate any problems with not being able to have some of your clients with you face-to-face while you're preparing their taxes?
So what we're excited about is for the clients that are very comfortable with technology, they'll go to the website, they'll download our form, they'll fill it out, they'll upload it with all their forms ready to go. We'll call and interview them. We'll send them their tax return password protected. We'll call them with a password. They'll open it. They'll review it with them. We're good to go. And then I review it again and we e-file. For those that are not comfortable with technology, the room is going to be set up where they can come in, fill out their form there, so we can guide them through that. But the difference is, in the past, they stayed in our little client waiting room. And this year, we're not going to have that happen. We'll scan all their documents, send them on their way, and then we will call them, have the interview with them, discuss any questions we have, fill out their return, send it to them. Now, if they don't want it sent through email, they can come back in. We'll set an appointment for them in the afternoon, and then they can come in. We'll put up the plexiglass. We'll go over it with them face to face. So we're trying the best to offer any way that they feel comfortable to get their taxes done. And one other thing that we need to bring out is the stimulus checks. So we have had two rounds. We're about to have a third round. So if they did not receive round one or round two, this is how the IRS is requiring people to get their stimulus check. They're not taking phone calls. They're not letting you write letters or any of that stuff. You have to file a 2020 tax return, whether it's zero or not. You still have to file it to get those stimulus checks.
This is for Garrison and Hannah. And Garrison, I'll let you start. I don't know what the two of you have decided to do with your career post Murray State, but can you just explain to the audience how beneficial it is to have real life experience before you graduate college and how difficult that can be in so many fields? Garrison?
So the definite benefit is just getting hands-on work. In class, it's a lot of theory. There's tests and things like that. But actually getting to sit down, seeing forms, because in class we're given numbers and like a paragraph. They give you everything. That's not real life. In real life, somebody shows up with a folder with like a bunch of stuff you don't need and some stuff you do, and it's missing stuff you do. And so this actually prepares you for how in the real world, you're not always given a cute little sheet with all the numbers you need and a little easy way to put them. You have to work through a program. You got to make sure it works out right. And there's also some accountability in this, you know, like you don't want to be the one messing up somebody else's return. And, you know, people are reviewing it, but it helps like put a bit of real life pressure on you, I guess, which helps because later on you won't be as nervous or concerned heading into it.
Hannah?
Absolutely. And I definitely agree with Garrison on that. I know personally, I did VITA for the very first time my freshman year of college. So I really didn't have a lot of experience at all, but the tax preparation kind of interested me. And I was able to get an internship the next year with VITA just as my only experience working in taxation. So that was really cool in that I was able to already start getting additional real world experience just from volunteering a few Fridays in the spring. It kind of just solidifies what you learn in the classroom as well, because you can see it on the exam and on the homework. But once you start actually interacting with the client, you're getting those professional social skills developed. It is really, really beneficial.
Gerald, is there anything else that the United Way is involved in right now that you would like listeners to know about? You do so much good work in the community, and I'm sure a lot of it goes unpublicized.
One of the key areas, Tracy, we've been focusing on is the COVID-19 relief. And we've created a fund, a COVID relief fund, and we've raised almost $95,000, which for us is unprecedented. In addition to the regular fundraising we do to help with things like literacy, to help with food insufficiency and those things. But this COVID fund has been so critical, and it's been almost a year since we started the fund, yet the response has still been very positive. And so we still want to continue to encourage people to give to the fund. We give dollars directly to individuals who are behind on their rent, behind on their mortgages, or behind on their utilities in a way that really makes a difference and encourages people to hang through this this pandemic effort. We're most proud of that, but we continue again with the literacy programs. We continue with Dollar Part Imagination Library programs. Continue with food sufficiency insecurity. So we're continuing our normal mission. We just really focus on this COVID relief effort right now. And of course, VITA is just a continuing pleasant effort to make sure that, especially our seniors, that they have a way of making sure that they get assistance at a time that's somewhat stressful as well.
And what's the best way for members of the community to get involved with the United Way?
I think go direct to our website, mccunitedway.org. Again, mccunitedway.org. And we have lots of options for volunteer participation. We have a 14-member board that's very active and very engaged and committed. So there's easy ways to find help in the community. And this is a giving community, Tracy, as you well know. Very giving community.
We also on our website have a direct link to the United Way. So if you go to the VITA website, you can just click on that to get to the United Way. And I wanted to reassure and brag on the students of Murray State. The training that they take, it's not like they just show up to do these taxes. They have to go through a full day of training. They take IRS-sponsored certifications. So even to be a greeter, as we call someone that just takes the paperwork and meets our clientele, they have to take two ethics tests before they even qualify. And then we have different levels of tax certification. You have the basic, advanced, and then our foreign students is all different tests, all IRS sponsored. So these volunteers, they're not only giving up their time to prepare the returns, they've given up their time to study more in addition to their schoolwork to take additional tests to even qualify to be a volunteer. And then we have our wonderful site coordinators, as you've heard from Garrison and Hannah, that oversee them and help them and hold their hand and answer questions. I never leave their site. I'm there the entire time answering questions and guiding them. And then when it's all said and done, I review every return again prior to e-filing it, just to make sure that our clients are protected and they're getting the adequate information is on their returns. I'm going to turn it over to Hannah if you want to tell them our actual sessions, please.
Yes. So our next session is this Friday. We will be there from 10:15 until 4, but preparing taxes from 11 to 4. And then our next one after that is March 12th. And then the next Friday after that, March 19th. And then our final session will be March 26th. So plenty of time for people to get their information in, plenty of weeks available for us to be able to help everybody out.